panini din the way magre duk na be kwa au gibi te shindan gitin way win anan mina wa jina ji we du kunagug ji o ji pwe mo ta di ek in the sugi shiki ma in da ek. This is Navik, and I'm here to talk about Ojibwe language and help you get a little bit more language in your everyday lives. Today, I want to talk about something pretty basic, and that has to do with words about sitting. Now, most of us have heard a phrase like namadabin. Namadabin, and that's telling somebody to sit down, and that's derived from the word namadabe. Namadabe, which means he is sitting. So in many of these words are they have the word abe in it, usually towards the end of the word, and that's what we're going to hear today. So namadabe, when they namadabe, they're sitting up. Okay, so one of the things when we're talking about you should sit down or whatever, gada namadap, and that's a little bit different from a phrase like namadabin, meaning just sit down. Sit down, namadabin. I make that sound overly harsh. It's not as harsh, but gada namadap is a more a suggestion than a command. Gada namadap. So you could say he was sitting, gi namadabe. And there again, we're putting our tense on there. Gi, meaning something has already happened. Gi namadabi, he was sitting, or he sat. Okay? Gi namadabi, or he wants to sit down, or he's going to sit down. We namadabi. We namadabi. Or he's not sitting down. Gawin namadabi si. Gawin namadabi si. Now we look what happened to namadabi here and we make it not do something. We put gawin on the front and si on the back. Those two things work together to make whatever's in the middle not happen. In this case, namadabi. Gawin namadabi si. So if you add the tense to it, like he was not sitting, gawin gi namadabi si. He was not sitting. There's the gi. Gi namadabi, he was sitting. Gawin gi namadabi si. He was not sitting. So that's a little primer there in regard to the word namadabi. But we can't always, you know, we're not always talking about someone is sitting. Sometimes we're talking about the way someone is sitting. So here's one word that's a little bit different. Anemekwadabi. Anemekwadabi. Anemekwadabi the wea. When someone does this, they're sitting facing away from somebody or something, depending on what the sentence is saying. Anemekwadabi. So again, you'd apply a tense. Gi anemekwadabi. He was sitting facing away. Gi anemekwadabi. He was sitting with his back turned, you could say. Or he wants to or he will sit with his back turned. We anemekwadabi. Perhaps you're playing a game and you're giving directions or letting them know, you know, the person that can't look, they have to sit facing the other way. We anemekwadabi. Okay? Or if you're talking about the fact that he's not sitting facing backwards. Gawin anemekwadabi si. There's the gawin and si working together again, right? Gawin anemekwadabi si. He is not sitting facing backwards. I shouldn't say backwards, but rather facing the other way. So we have namadabi is just sitting up. We have anemekwadabi, sit facing the other way. And we have bidasamabe. Bidasamabe is the next word I want to introduce. Okay. When you bidasa something, it is headed in a certain direction toward the speaker this way. So if you're talking about someone that's sitting and facing you, bidasamabe, he is facing this way. Bidasamabi. And again, you apply a tense to that. Gipidasamabi. Gipidasamabi. He was facing this way. Gipidasamabi. Or he wants to face this way. Weepidasamabi. Weepidasamabi. Okay? And again, if you're going to gawin that, even if there's a tense or anything, it would be, let's say he doesn't want to face this way. Gawin weepidasamabi si. There's the gawin and the si again, bracketing everything. Gawin weepidasamabi si. He doesn't want to face this way. Doesn't want to. That's the weepidasamabi. The we denotes wanting to, willingness to, will, desires to, all of those kind of ideas are wrapped up in we. He wasn't facing this way. Gawin gipidasamabisi. Gawin gipidasamabisi. Without the gawin and si, gipidasamabi, he was facing this way sitting. But you add the gawin and the si together. Gawin gipidasamabisi. Now you're saying he was not facing this way. So if you're talking about different ways, like you don't know how to describe that in Anishinaabe Moin, you could show it like this is the way he was sitting. And when we talk about a certain way that someone is sitting, we would use the word Inasamabi. And Inasamabi means to sit a certain way. And, you know, that can be any variety of ways. So you could show that and you could say, Mi enasamabit, this is the way he is sitting. Mi enasamabit, this is the way he's sitting. Or Mi ge enasamabit, this is the way he was sitting. Mi ge enasamabit. And again, you know, I have to repeat that all of these words and phrases that I'm giving you are 1 in 100 of ways that they can be said. So when someone comes up to you and says, hey, I heard that's the way you're saying it, that's cool. Here's another way. Then you say, miigwech, and you have two ways. And again, ask them, anin eshibakanakin ono ikiduwanan. How are these phrases different? Like, why did they feel it important enough for them to come and say, hey, here's another way to say it? Because maybe how we're using a certain word might be a little bit off for the situation that we're applying it to. And or maybe they're trying to give you some help to be a little bit more exact about what you're describing. So don't be afraid to ask those when someone offers you an alternative. To let them, you know, push them a little bit further, like, how come, you know, is it the way I'm saying it? Is it this situation that I'm applying it to? What's different? Okay? So, and then you really have some deep understanding. So, always try to be brave with those kind of questions. And it also may be that that person might not be able to articulate that, you know, how they're different because our language is so nuanced. That sometimes it's hard to put that into English, what the difference is. So sometimes you might run into that. So when you do, take note of those things. And, you know, I use my little notebooks I carry around, you know, carry one with you. So when you run into a situation, write them both down. Try to extract from that person, you know, exactly what the difference is to the best of their ability. Write down what they say. And then maybe you can go ask someone that studies the morphology of the language a little bit more to help you clarify. Not to question or to cause doubt or call doubt on something someone is saying, especially if it's a first speaker. We need to take what they're telling us to the bank because they really know the ins and outs of what we're learning. But to really understand it, always strive to understand so you have more tools. So today we've learned about 3 action words. Namadabi, sitting, he is sitting. Anime kodabi, sitting facing away, Vidasamapi, sitting facing this way, and Inasamapi, sitting a certain way. So, and we've learned some different how to apply tenses and how to say gawin to those. So, I hope this helped you. This is Nabik. Me, you.